His praise forever. Amen.
I wish I could sing them now, like those young ladies. They got beautiful voices. I can sing. You say, you can sing, Brother David. I can make a joyful noise, but I can't sing. I don't know what you call what I do, but I sure wish I could do it, because if I could, I'd probably lead y'all on that course right now. That was good. Amen. Thank God for that. You're in Genesis chapter number 5, and I feel lost up here. I'll be honest with you. How many of you walk out without your phone and you feel lost? Am I the only one willing to admit that in church tonight? I got up here, and I'm just going to be honest. I was like, I invited a friend to church tonight, and I didn't see him here, and I reached for my phone. I was going to text him during shaking hands and say, "Where are you?" And I realized I didn't have my phone, and then he just went out the door completely, and I went into panic mode. Where's my phone, right? Where'd I leave my phone at? But I'm assuming it's at home or on top of the car or laying on the side of 29, or I don't know where it's at, to be honest with you, but we'll find out at some point. But my friend walked in, and so praise God. I was sitting up here, and I saw him walk in, and so I thought, well, forget the phone. But Genesis chapter number 5, I better get into my message, amen. I'm excited to preach tonight. I want to share something with you that God's really been dealing with me about. And as Pastor was opening up the service, I was thinking about some of the things, as he was saying, some of the things he was saying, I thought how that goes along with what God's laid on my heart tonight. I'm just going to share something with you that God's been dealing with me about. We're in Genesis chapter number 5. And I want to look tonight at walking with God. Walking with God. Genesis chapter number 5, you see in verse number 22, it says that Enoch walked with God. Verse number 24 says again that Enoch walked with God. You know, as far as I could tell, I've done some research, and I could be wrong, but as far as I could tell, the man Enoch is only mentioned in 7 verses in the Bible. Now, there's 11 verses, as I said, as far as I can tell, that I believe are talking about Enoch, that involve Enoch and his life, but only 7 of them actually mention the man Enoch. But in those short 7, or you could say 11 verses, what a testimony of a man. He walked with God. And I was thinking about that, and I've been thinking about that for some days, and really I've been thinking about it in my own life. Kind of goes along with what Pastor was saying about the need of people and sharing the gospel. And honestly, if I'm honest with you tonight, I believe that one of the greatest needs that I have as a Christian is to walk with God. One of the greatest needs that I have as a Christian, and one of the greatest needs that you have as a Christian, is to walk with God. We need to walk with God. I've been really thinking about that here recently. We're living in some dark days. You know, but I'm encouraged by this man's life, because you know what? He was too. Enoch was living in a day. Enoch was living in the days right before the flood. He's the great-grandfather of Noah. The Bible even talks about in Jude, I don't think we'll turn to Jude tonight. We'll probably turn to the book of Hebrews at some point and read what the Bible says about Enoch in the book of Hebrews. But if you read in Jude, verses number 14 and 15, it talks about how that Enoch prophesied. He preached. And you know what Enoch was preaching? He was preaching ungodliness, ungodliness, ungodliness. I believe 4 times it talks about their ungodly ways. So you see, Enoch was living in a day of ungodliness. Enoch was living in a day where the Bible says, look at Genesis chapter number 6, you're there in Genesis chapter 6. Look at verse number 5. This is the days leading up to Enoch is living in these days that are leading up to this verse. In Genesis chapter number 6 and verse 5, the Bible says, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Can I tell you, I believe that we're living in very similar days. The Bible says that in the last days, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah, the days before the flood. And I personally believe that we are living in those last days. Men's hearts are evil continually. People's imaginations are wicked always.
But yet, even in the midst of this generation in which we're living in, I believe, just as Enoch did, that we can walk with God. I don't just believe we can walk with God. I believe we need to walk with God. How I need to walk with God. And how I believe that you need to walk with God. And so tonight, I want to just look at Enoch's life, and I want to see a couple things about his walk with God. Number one, the first thing I want us to see about Enoch's walk with God was this. It was a decided walk. Look at Genesis chapter number 5. Look at verse number 21. The Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. You see, I personally believe, it appears from the scripture, that Enoch made a decision to walk with God. Every man that walks with God makes that decision. Right? We don't believe we believe in what you call the free will of man. We're free moral agents. God has given us the ability to choose, and Enoch made a choice. Now, I can't prove from the scripture that Enoch made that choice when he was 65 years old. It appears that way. Doesn't it? Look at verse number 23 again. Well, verse number 22. And Enoch walked with God, look at it, after. You see that? He walked with God after he begat Methuselah. I don't know if this was when Enoch got saved. Maybe Enoch was already saved, but he wasn't really living for God. Or maybe Enoch was not even saved. Matthew Henry, a great commentator that many of you have heard of, Matthew Henry said he believes that Enoch was living like everybody else up until this point. But something happened in Enoch's life. He had a baby. I was talking to Nick before church. I don't see him. He's somewhere. There he is. I was looking back. Y'all done moved back over here. I was asking Nick about the baby, and I said, has the baby changed things? And he said, just a little. Can I tell you, babies change things? And I don't know if that's what happened in Enoch's life, but the Bible says that after he begat Methuselah, some things changed. Enoch made a decision to walk with God. And can I tell you, if you're going to walk with God, if I'm going to walk with God, it is going to be a decision that we make. God is not going to make us walk with him. It's something we have to choose to do. And Enoch, I believe, chose to walk with God. He made a decision to walk with God. You know, I think it's something how that God and his grace will allow events into our lives to draw us to a decision to walk with him. Maybe God's doing something in your life so that you will decide to walk with him. I don't know what's going on in your lives tonight. I know this. I know God in his mercy and God in his grace will allow things to happen in our life that get our attention, that show us how important it is that we walk with him. I personally believe for Enoch it was having a baby. The weight maybe of that baby coming into this world, the weight of being a father, the weight of having a home began to get on Enoch's shoulders, and Enoch realized, I have to walk with God. I don't know. Some people believe that God maybe even spoke to Enoch because of some of the things that Enoch, by faith, Enoch walked with God. We'll see in Hebrews chapter 11 how that Enoch did some things by faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So possibly God spoke to Enoch and told Enoch of what was going to come. You know, Enoch and Jude prophesied of some things that were going to come. He prophesied that the Lord was going to come. And so I'm not 100% sure what happened in Enoch's life, but I know this. There was a day, there was an event, there was something that happened in Enoch's life that made him choose to walk with God. And just possibly, there's something happening in someone here tonight's life, and it's God trying to get you to make the choice to walk with him. All kinds of things can happen. I think about my own life, and I won't go into the details of it, but I remember how that God did some things in my life that brought me to the point where I realized I need God. God orchestrated some things in my life, some events in my life that brought me to the end of myself and made me realize I can't do this on my own. I need God. And just possibly, just maybe tonight here in this church, there's someone, God is working in your life. Maybe it's through a sickness. Maybe it's through a situation at work. Maybe it's through something in your life. I don't know what it may be, but maybe God is doing a work in your life. And the reason that God is doing that is because he wants you to decide to walk with him. That's what happened in Enoch's life. Enoch had a decision. It was a decided walk. And so the first thing is, if we're going to walk with God, we're going to have to choose to. I was talking about that this morning with our teenagers. We sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. It's a decision. I wonder if you've made that decision tonight. Have you made the decision to walk with God? Enoch did. It was a decided decision. Number two, not only was it a decided decision, but I believe this, it was a daily decision. Now, I can't 100%, I better quit saying that in my message. I can't prove this from the scripture. I don't think I'm doing any harm to the scripture. I believe that Enoch understood something that you and I need to understand and that the Bible teaches. If we're going to walk with God, not only is it going to be a decision that we make, but it's going to be a daily walk. A daily walk with God. I think it's interesting. This is just me. I know that you could say, oh, Brother David, and I'm not saying this is the case. But look at it. Isn't it interesting that Enoch lived 60, in verse number 21, he lived 60 and 5 years, and he begat Methuselah, and he walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years? And all the days, in verse 23, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. But as again, I said Matthew Henry. He said a year of days, right? He lived the amount of years that's the amount of days on our calendar. 365 days on the calendar, and Enoch lived 365 years. I think that's just interesting. I'm not saying you build theology around it. I'm saying it's interesting. But I believe this. You know what we need? We need to walk with God daily. 365 days a year. Every single day, we need to get up and understand how important it is for us to walk with God. It's a daily decision. I believe Enoch walked with God every day. You know, the songwriter said, every hour I need thee. Every day. You know what Jesus told his disciples when they came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray? He said, pray after this man. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He goes on, he says, hey, give us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. You know where the devil wants you living? Yesterday. The devil wants you and I to live in yesterday. And if he can't get us to live in yesterday, you know where he wants us to live? Tomorrow. He wants us to live in yesterday. You know why? Because we can't change yesterday. Are you listening to me? You can't change yesterday. You might have messed up yesterday, but can I tell you can't change yesterday? You might have had a good day yesterday. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. You can't change what happened yesterday. And the devil wants us to live in yesterday. And if he can't get us to live in yesterday, something that we can't change, he wants us to live in tomorrow. And you know what that is? Something we can't control. I don't know about you, but I'm just telling you who I am, okay? If I'm not careful, you know what I'll do? I'll watch the news, or I don't really watch the news. I'll get on social media. I'll get on Twitter. I'll get on some link, and I'll begin to see what could happen in our world. I mean, you do know what all they're talking about could happen, right? We're living in some dark days. And if we're not careful, that stuff will suck us in. Maybe it won't suck all of us in, but there's some in here, I guarantee you, in a crowd this size, there's some in here tonight that have been sucked in. And you're worried about something you can't control. Can I tell you, you can't control what they're doing in Washington, D.C. They can't control it. You can't control what China's going to do and what Russia's going to do. And you can't control what's going to happen in this world. That's out of our control. But you know what the devil wants us to do? He wants us to live in yesterday, something we can't change. Or he wants us to live in tomorrow, something we can't control. And God says, no, you know where you need to live? Right here in today. Give us this day our daily bread. And we've got to live every day. You know what I need to do today? I need to walk with God today. And if I walk with God today, and then I need to wake up and walk with God tomorrow. But this day, Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. And we need to live in today. And I believe Enoch understood that. Enoch understood that if I'm going to walk with God, it's going to be a daily decision. The Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Daily. See, we got to make a decision today. Today, what am I going to do for God today? Am I going to walk with God today? And then when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to have to decide, what am I going to do today? Am I going to walk with God today? It's a daily decision. It's a daily walk. So number one, we see it's a decided walk. Number two, it is a daily walk. Number three, it's a diligent walk. Look at verse number 20. Look at verse number 22. It says, Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. I mean, this wasn't a one and done event. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. He was diligent in his walk with God. As I said, it's a daily walk. Every single day, we've got to decide to get up and decide, I am going to walk with God today. By the grace of God, I'm not going to live in yesterday. I can't change that. I'm not going to live in tomorrow. I can't control that. I am going to walk with God today. And then we got to get up the next day and do it again, and the next day and do it again, and the next day and do it again. It is a diligent walk. You know, Hebrews chapter 11, talking about Enoch in verse number 5 says, by faith, Enoch was translated. It goes on in verse number 6. It says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe Enoch diligently sought the Lord every single day. When it was hard, he walked with God. When he was up, he walked with God. When he was down, he walked with God. When things were going his way and when things were not going his way, he was walking with God diligently. See, it's a daily walk, but it's a diligent walk. I read this. I thought it was kind of funny. Two men were in the... One man said this. I'm not going to take credit for it, but I thought it was a good illustration. He said, you know, some of us want to treat God like an operator, a 911 operator. We want to call on God when we need him. He said two men were in the gym having a conversation about their wives. That's what men do at the gym. They're not exercising, right? Not just playing. But so, supposed to be exercising at the gym, right? Two men were in the gym having a conversation about their wives. The first man said, you know, my wife treats me like a god. The other man said, really? She treats you like a god? What, she worship you and adore you and serve you? And wait on you hand and foot? He said, no, she doesn't do that. He said, she ignores me until she wants something. That's how some people treat God, right? If we're honest, that's sometimes how we treat God. We don't worship him. We don't walk with him. We just call on him when we think we need him. And can I tell you, I'm just being reminded more and more every day I need him. I'll never forget this. Many of you probably remember this. It just stuck out with me so much. Y'all remember when Brother Ouellette was here? How many of you remember when Brother Ouellette was preaching? You were here. I think it was the first service he preached. He got up here and he prayed. And that raspy, weak voice probably had lost 50, 60 pounds. Just, I mean, weeks, what, 10 days? 7, 8 days maybe, off of his last chemo treatment. And he prayed, and he said something along these lines. He said, God, I need you as much today as I ever did. I just realize it more now. Couldn't barely talk. But that man understood, God, I need you just as much today as I needed you 10 years ago when I had my voice, when I had my strength. When I had everything, God, I needed you. I just realize it now. Can I tell you, we need God every day. God, help us to wake up every single day understanding, God, I need you today. God, I want to walk with you today. The songwriter said, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Every single day, we need to get up understanding, God, I need you today. It's a diligent walk. It's not a one-time thing. It's every single day. We got to wake up and walk with God. And so we see, number one, it was a decided walk. Number two, it was a daily walk. Number three, it was a diligent walk. Number four, I believe this, it was a directed walk. Look at verse number 21. Verse number 21 says, Enoch was 65 years old and begat Methuselah. Verse 22 says, and Enoch walked with God. Verse 24 says, and Enoch walked with God. I don't think I'm reading too much into the scripture to say that Enoch was not leading
this walk. You do understand that. It wasn't God walked with Enoch. Enoch walked with God. It was a directed walk. See, if we're going to walk with God, we've got to follow His direction. I know this is simple stuff, but I'm telling you, God's been dealing with me about it. I need to walk with God. You know, my family needs more than anything. They need their daddy. They need their husband. She needs her husband. I don't have multiple wives, right? She needs her husband. They need their dad, right, to walk with God. That's what we need. We need to walk with God. And it's a decision that we've got to make. And it's got to be daily. Every single day, my family needs me to wake up and walk with God. And it needs to be a diligent walk. It's not just one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, one day on, 5 days off, one day on, 6 days off. That's what some people do. They walk with God on Sunday. No, we need Him every day. My family needs me to walk with God on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every single day to walk with God. It's a daily walk, but not only that, it's a directed walk. We've got to go where He leads. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Can I tell you what we need every day? We need to get out of our beds and acknowledge Him. Say, God, where do You want me to go today? God, what do You want me to do today? God, please help me to walk through life today. God, I acknowledge You, God, and I need You, God, to direct my path. He said He would. He said, if you'll acknowledge me, if you'll trust in me, if you'll follow me, I will direct thy path. You see, if we're going to walk with God, it's a directed walk. How I need God to direct my walk. Oh, I'm trying so hard to learn that, Pastor. God's just been dealing with me about this. Yesterday, all day, I was walking around. I went into the store to get a cup of coffee, and as I was walking in the store, I said, God, please, direct me. God, help me. God, if there's somebody in here that I can talk to, that You want me to talk to, God, don't let me miss it. God, I need to know what You want me to do. My family yesterday was going skating. Y'all pray for Emily. Did they make that announcement this morning? She'll be mad at me, but they're going to know when she walks in here with a cast on. Emily Freeman broke her arm yesterday. Y'all pray for Emily. She's a good young lady, and I know she's going to be, she loves to play that piano, and it's going to be difficult for her to not be able to play the piano for a couple weeks. And so you pray for Emily. You keep her in your prayers as she recover quickly. But my wife and my children, this is simple, and I'm just giving this for an example. My wife and my children were going yesterday to go skating with some others, and they were meeting in Culpeper, and Meredith was gonna drive, and I was gonna keep Ren and Emery at the house. And I don't know. I was praying yesterday, God, direct me. All day, God, I need Your direction. God, I want to do what You want me to do. You know what I felt like? I felt like God wanted me to drive my family Culpeper and drop her off. And then when it was time, I said, you give me a call and I'll come back and pick you up. She said, why are you going to do that? She knows I did not want to ride to Culpeper, but she hates driving. Any of you that know my wife knows my wife hates to drive, right? I mean, she can't drive. No, I'm just playing. That's why she hates to drive, right? But usually if you hate to do something, it's probably because you can't do it very good, right? But she doesn't like to drive. And it was raining yesterday morning. You know what? I just said, God, give me some direction. And I feel like God directed me. You say, what happened, Brother David? Nothing. So what's the big deal? I don't know. Nothing happened. Maybe it would have if I wouldn't have drove. I just want to mind God. I just need God to direct me. And if God says, I want you to do this, I need to say, yes, sir. If that's what you want me to do, God, I'll do it. Now, I want to stay here and prepare for my message. I want to spend time by myself, but just something in my soul. You asking me to direct you, son? I got direction for you. Take the family to Culpeper. Yes, sir. That's what we got to do every single day. Can I tell you, I don't do it every day, but I want to. Oh, how I need God to direct my path every single day of my life.
And oh, how you need God to direct your path every single day of your life. If somehow, some way, if tonight, you know what I'm preaching for tonight? I'm preaching for somebody to wake up tomorrow morning and to say, God, today, God, I want to walk with you. God, would you direct my path? God, would you show me what to do? God, would you show me who to talk to and how to live? And God, I just want you to direct my path. I want to walk with you, God. I don't want you to walk. See, sometimes you know what we want? We want God to walk with us. That's what we want. We want God to walk with us. But Enoch said, nah, I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you, God. I want you to be in the lead. God, you direct my path. And so it's a directed walk. Not only is it a diligent walk and a directed walk, but this is, I like this, it's a disciplined walk. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, if we're going to walk with God, it's going to take discipline. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? See, if God's gonna direct, then we're gonna have to follow, right? Where He leads, we must follow. I love this verse of scripture. If you've never taken note of this verse of scripture, you look it up sometime. I wrote down the reference. John chapter 2, verse number 5. Many are probably like, I don't even know what that. Does anybody know John 2, 5 right off the top of their head what that verse is? Mary, John chapter 2, the turning the water into the wine, and those servants come to Mary. Mary asked Jesus if he would do a miracle, and the servants came to Mary. And you know what Mary said? She said, whatsoever he saith, do it. Do it. That's a good verse of scripture right there. Mary gets a lot of grief. Mary gets a hard time from a lot of Bible believers, and some of it, I shouldn't say someone's right, so it's not Mary's fault. People's put Mary on this pedestal that she never put herself on. But can I tell you, Mary, I believe from reading the scripture, Mary was a good lady. She understood something. She said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. What great truth. See, that takes discipline. We've got to do what he says do. It's not enough just to get direction. We've got to follow it. See, I'm afraid sometimes, this is a process, but I understand, you know, I'm afraid sometimes, I'm talking about myself, maybe you're like me. If I'm not careful, you know what I do? I'll get up every day and I'll say, God, I need you today. God, would you lead me today? God, I want to follow you. I want to be used by you. God, how I need you to direct my path. And then God says, do something, and I don't do it. Why? Because it takes discipline. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. I believe he was disciplined. I believe he understood, if you say, yes, sir, whatever you say, God, I'll do it. God, you want me to go talk to that person? I'll talk to him. God, you want me to send that text? I'll send it. God, you don't want me to send that text? I won't send it. God, you want me to say that? I'll say it. God, you don't want me to say that? I won't say it. See, sometimes we struggle with talking to people for the Lord, but sometimes we struggle with the other, and that's not talking. Sometimes God says, don't talk. And we got to say, okay, Lord. And so it's a disciplined walk. It's a diligent walk. It's a directed walk. It's a decided walk. It's a daily walk. And then last, and I'm done, Brother Allen told me that I need to be short tonight. When I'm standing beside Brother Allen, I always feel short. It's like, good night, what do you mean I need to be short tonight? I feel short standing beside you, right? But, I kind of am short. But Brother Ouellette again, you know Brother Ouellette said, right? He said, if you can't be good, be short. That's right. So it's my last point. It's a defining walk. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, if you would. Hebrews chapter 11. I want to walk with God. Hebrews chapter number 11. Look at verse number 5. Hebrews 11, verse 5. The Bible says this, by faith,
That goes back to that discipline. You do understand that, right? By faith. What's that? That's Enoch doing what God said do. That's what faith is. Faith is, I believe God. You know, the Bible, I almost made one of my points, it's a demanded walk. You know, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. I believe God demands us to walk by faith. And if we're going to walk by faith, we're going to walk with God. We're going to do what God says do. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. Look at this right here. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. What a testimony. What a testimony. You see, so what was Enoch's walk, Brother David? Well, it was a decided walk. It was a daily walk. It was a diligent walk. It was a directed walk. It was a disciplined walk. But last, it was a defining walk. Enoch was defined by his walk with God. He had this testimony that he walked, that he pleased God. Some people believe that that actually means that he walked with God. That he pleased God. What a testimony. I said, Davey was messing with me. Where is Davey? I don't see Davey. He's in there. There he is, right there. He was messing with me. They wrote me the school gave me a birthday card when I come up and preached chapel last Tuesday, or whenever my birthday was. I don't know. I think it was last Tuesday. I preached chapel every Tuesday, and I was up here preaching chapel. They brought me a birthday card, and they all signed it. And Davey said, Davey signed it, "You are a real dude, Davey." And some of you are like, why is he talking to his youth pastor that way? Well, I made a statement probably about a year ago that one of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten was Brother Kenny Baldwin told me, he brought his cousin with him to preach one time here at the church, and he told me that his cousin, he actually told us again at youth conference, we got to talk about it again, he said his cousin actually asked about me because he knew he was going to be with him at youth conference. He said his cousin said, "You know, that Brother David, he's a real dude." And I told our teenagers, I told them a couple times, I think I told the church, I said, that's one of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten. I want to be real. I'd rather be real than just about anything else. But I'll tell you this, if I could have another compliment besides he's a real dude, I want it to be what Enoch, I want to have the testimony that Enoch had. He walked with God. What a testimony. It defined who he was. You know, if we'll walk with God, it'll define who we are. The people knew it. It was public. It was a public knowledge. Enoch walks with God. Amen. Think about your own life. I was thinking about this. You know, and I was trying to think of someone, and I thought of a couple that have passed on. But I even thought of some that haven't. What a testimony to have that people would look at your life and say, you know, he walks with God. He walks with God. It defined who Enoch was. He was a man that walked with God. It was public knowledge. Not only that, you know what? It was pleasing to God. Look at it. Verse number, Hebrews chapter 11. Look at verse number 5 at the end of the verse. It says, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch's life was pleasing to God. Why? Because he walked with God. I don't know about you, but I want my life to please God. And I'm just convinced that if my life's going to please God, I'm going to have to walk with him. And so I want to challenge you tonight with that thought. I can't relay it enough to you how important I believe it is. I'll tell you what birthed this message, and then I'm going to close. We're going to pray, and we're going to have Lord's table at 7 o'clock. We'll get out early. I was sitting there the other night, I told my wife this. I was sitting there the other night, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and I'd done something that's very dumb. I got on my phone. Don't get on your phone before you go to bed. Read your Bible. I know, and everybody's like, oh, you stay out of my business, Brother David. Everybody in here is on their phone before they go to bed, right? But I was on my phone, and I was scrolling through Twitter, and I just, you know, brain dead like most people are when they're on their phone. And it was just one negative thing after another. And I mean, some of the stuff was frightening. I'm serious. It was just frightening. Call me a coward. Call me what you want. It is what it is. It was frightening. And I was sitting there looking at that stuff, and I went to bed, Pastor, and I didn't sleep good. I mean, my mind was racing. It was just all kinds of stuff running through my mind, and I don't know. I woke up the next day, and I got in my secret place, and I started reading my Bible, and I just started thinking, you know what I need to do? I got to walk with God. I can't raise five children in this crazy world without God. I can't be the Christian man that I need to be without God. Can I tell you, without God, I'm a mess at my best. And so are you. We need God. And I just got up and I said, you know what? No more. By the grace of God, no more. And I know me. And I know my enemy. Oh, I'm going to preach this message to myself again. But I made a decision. It's a decision. I said, God, I want to walk with you. God, I want you to direct my path. God, I want you to help me. I want you to define my life. Not this world system, not what's going on outside and in this crazy world. No, I want you, God. I want you to define what my life is. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you because that is what I need. I've got to walk with God, and so do you. Enoch walked with God in a dark, dark time. And if Enoch could do it, can I tell you, God's no respecter of persons. We can too. Let's walk with God. I'll tell you, if we'll walk with God, we'll do what Pastor said before the service. It'll give us a burden for lost souls. Amen. If we'll walk with God, we'll see people differently than we normally see them when we walk with God. I wonder tonight, are you walking with God? Really? Is He directing? Are you listening? Are you getting up every day and dying to self and saying, God, you lead. I'll follow. I'll tell you this. If you will, you won't regret it. Let's walk with God. Heads bowed, eyes closed. We'll have a word of prayer. I'm going to have the pianist come to the piano. I'm going to go ahead and handle the invitation because I'm doing the Lord's table tonight. You can stand to your feet if you would.